You're listening to The Blind Spot, a podcast from Thomas Pocklington Trust. Blind and partially sighted people should have access to facilities and activities in their local communities just like anyone else. Our inclusive communities priority area is focused on improving access to hospitality settings, arts and entertainment venues, as well as improve the accessibility of train stations and the experience of blind and partially sighted passengers. In this episode, we will give you a snapshot view into the type of activities as sight loss council members are involved in to drive change in their local communities. We speak to Bedfordshire Sight Loss Council member Hubert to tell us about Bedfordshire Sight Loss Council's recent evaluation and recommendations of the prototype tactile wayfinding system at Stevenage train station.
I'm Hubert from the Bedfordshire Sight Loss Council, and I'm here to tell you about one of the most recent projects that our Sight Loss Council took part in. As you know, the current way to best access a train station if you're totally blind is to probably, in a lot of cases, just some assistants who will take you there through the station, put you on the train, and that way you will not have to navigate the station by yourself as such. But it's always nice to be as independent as possible. So what we've recently been told by Thameslink, our local train operator, is that at Stevenage station, they've installed a prototype of what's called tactile wayfinding. Now, in simple terms, that pretty much is a tactile on the ground, which you can follow with your long cane, or your feet if you choose to. You can follow it with your long cane, and it will guide you to certain points within a certain area. So, in this particular case, we decided to go and have a look at it and see how effective it actually is. And, you know, can it be moved from a prototype stage to be used throughout the entire station? So we went to Stevenage and had a look at it. And the prototype started at the bridge. It was near a platform, platform 5, which wasn't used often, but I guess it was a bit out of the way as a prototype.
Could you tell us a bit about the route itself and how effective you found it in enabling you to navigate independently?
You started at the bridge. Once you find the tactile, you follow the line of tactile paving, or in this case, kind of tactile put into a metal bridge. You follow it in a straight line, and then you reach a place where it turns to the right or carries on straight ahead. So if you walked straight ahead, you'd get to the lift, and if you turned to the right, you'd get to the stairs onto platform 5. On the handrail near the stairs, you've had writing that just said stairs. So that's basically the size of the prototype. It wasn't massive, it was quite small, but I guess big enough to give an impression and see how effective it might be.
What were your or other Sight Loss Council members' suggestions for ways to improve the prototype?
So I think in the majority, what we've kind of figured out with two other Sight Loss Council members is that it was quite effective. As a prototype, it was a bit out of the way, so I wouldn't imagine many people would be trying that if they didn't know about it specifically. But that's, I guess, that can be improved. We also looked at the handrails because they had writing on them which said stairs. Now, granted, it wasn't part of the wayfinding within the bridge floor as such, but we thought it'd be a good idea for the writing on the handrail to have be a bit more specific, because presumably you can tell it's stairs. So being told it's stairs is probably not necessary, but on the same sign you could have stairs platform 5, for example, or, you know, PT5 to make it a bit shorter, to identify where these stairs are taking you, because the difficulty is you don't really know where the stairs are taking you, which, you know, doesn't really help. But I guess also with the tactile, I think the aim of that particular wayfinding is aimed for users that will be using the station on a regular basis. I think if you are someone that is passing through the station or is there on a very rare occasion, I think the tactile wayfinding might not be for you, because I think it requires you to know the station pretty well. Other bits of feedback that it would have been useful for it to start at the front of the station and taking you to the ticket barrier, which as it was a prototype, we didn't expect, but as a future improvement, that's probably how it would be best implemented.
What other accessibility features did you look at during your visit, and how did you find those?
They do have a tactile map of the station, which we also had a look at to assess. And it was actually quite good, because a lot of these tactile maps can be quite confusing from my experience. A lot of them, they are helpful, but all the symbols, all the tactile markings, there's so many of them that usually you end up kind of forgetting what is what. It was actually very clear and very simple. Again, would it be useful for someone who's using the station on a very rare basis? Probably not. It'll probably be more useful than a tactile wayfinding, but still, unless you're a regular user of the station, you'll probably forget the map entirely before you go there again. So all in all, pretty successful with the tactile wayfinding. It's a good prototype. Could be easier with tactile indicators identifying where the stairs were taking you to. Apart from that, fairly successful. It remains to be seen if it will be improved or worked on further by Thameslink themselves. We will be contacting them to see if we can have a chat with them, pass on the feedback, and see if anything can be done about it.
To find out more about the work of sight loss councils, visit our website at www.sightlosscouncils.org.uk/priority areas.